Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol, Ba'amim Shehu Posel. There are times when the Kohen Gadol will actually posel his mother from eating truma. Ketzad, what's the case? Bas Kohen Yisrael V'yalda Himenu Bas V'halcha Habas V'niseis L'Kohen V'yalda Himenu Ben Harize Roi V'yos Kohen Gadol Omed Umshamesh Al Gabe B'Yisbeach Maichel Es Imo Uposel Eim Imo V'zos Omeres Lo Kibini Kohen Gadol Shehu Posleini Min Truma. So the case is the following. A Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael. Now they have a daughter. That daughter is a Yisrael. She's a Bas Yisrael. She goes and she gets married to a Kohen. And they have a son. That son is a Kohen. So he is fit to be a Kohen Gadol, to stand and to serve on top of the Mizbeach. Now that Kohen will be, that Kohen Gadol will be able to feed his mother, will have the koach, the ability to allow his mother to eat truma if his mother's husband, meaning his father, the Kohen, should die. Because he's her son, and he allows her to eat. So that's what it says, the Mishnah, that he's machalas imo. But if the, going back to the grandmother, who was a Bas Kohen, who married Yisrael, her husband dies, and her daughter dies, and now she wants to return to her father's house to be, have a din of being able to eat truma in her father's house. No, she has grandchildren, so he's pasulus imo. And that's what this woman says, not like my son, there shouldn't be lots of children like my son, this Kohen Gadol, who pasuls me from eating truma. The drush over here is that any child that this woman has, because it says v'zera ein la, it's only when she has no zera, no children, no offspring, that she's allowed to return to her father's house. The drasha the Gemara makes is v'zera ein la. It says ayin aleha. It changes the aleph of ein to an ayin of eye, of looking into. So therefore, it says look into her and see if she has a child, a son, a daughter, a granddaughter, a great-granddaughter. It doesn't make a difference, however far it goes on. We look into her and see if she has any offspring from this marriage, then this Bas Kohen cannot return to her father's house. That's the end of the seventh perek. The eighth perek. Mishnah Aleph, says the Mishnah. Ha'arel v'chol ha'tmeim lo yochlu b'truma. Nishehen v'avdehen yochlu b'truma. A Kohen who is an Arel, which means he never was circumcised. The reason is because, let's say his brothers died through circumcision, so after a certain time, it's a disagreement in the Gemara whether it's after two brothers died or three brothers died, but after we have a chazaka, we are sure, or have a very strong basis to have an opinion that there's something wrong with this family and they shouldn't be having circumcision because it is a dangerous situation, it's life-threatening. Therefore, the Kohen didn't have a circumcision. So therefore, he doesn't get to eat truma. But his wife or his slave could eat truma. The reason is, the reason that this Kohen is not able to eat truma, it's not because he's not a Kohen, he's a Kohen. It's just the fact that he's uncircumcised, so that prevents him from eating truma. The same would be if he was Tamei, says the Mishnah. It's the same thing, as if he was Tamei, he himself right now has a technical problem why he can't eat truma, but it doesn't mean that he's not a good Kohen and should be able to eat truma if it weren't for this technical problem he had. So therefore, his household, his wife and his slave, are, yes, able to eat truma, even though he's not. The reason that an Arel, an uncircumcised Kohen, is not able to eat truma, we learn actually from Pesach. Because it says by Pesach, v'kol Arel lo yochal bo. So we learn that over, that even an Arel over here is not going to be a Kohen, is not going to be able to eat truma. Ptuadaka uchrot shofcha, hen v'avdehen yochlu, v'nishehen lo yochlu. V'im lo yada mishenasei patsuadaka uchrus shofcha, hari elu yochlu. So we have over here a ptuadaka and a chrus shofcha, and we will see in the following mishnayos exactly the definition of what those are. But a kohen with either of those conditions, so he is allowed to eat truma, and his slaves are allowed to eat truma, but his wife is not allowed to eat truma. The reason is because this wife was not allowed to marry this man. A man who has a problem of Ptsuadaka or Kros Shovcha is not allowed to marry anyone in the Kahal, in the congregation. And therefore, when this woman married him, this Bas Yisrael married him, and she wasn't supposed to, so she made herself into a Chalala. Again, anytime a woman has relations with a man whom she is also to have relations with, that is going to disqualify her from Truma. But if this woman was married to this man and they had been living happily, and then only later on, after they were married, did he become a Ptsuadaka or a Kros Shovcha, so then, and after that event, she never had relations with him again, so then she is allowed to eat Truma because she didn't have any physical relation with him at the time of him, that he would asa her, apostle her from eating truma. But she still is married to him, so she is allowed to eat truma by virtue of being married to him, and she didn't become apostle because she didn't have relations with him after the time of the accident when she's not allowed to anymore have relations with him. This is in contrast to a Mishnah that we saw earlier. We saw in Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, about a woman who's mamtenes libya psula, that she's waiting for a relationship with a man that she's not supposed to have because she's engaged to him. That would be true over here also, that if this woman was engaged to a ptsuadaka, but they hadn't had relations yet, then still, even though deoraisa, once she's engaged to this kohen who's ptsuadaka, she should be able to eat truma, we're not going to let her because she is in a situation where she's waiting for a bia psula, and that would invalidate her from eating truma. So it's only after she's actually been married, consummated the marriage, and then the guy becomes a ptsuadaka, then she's not called waiting for a bia psula anymore for a forbidden relationship, and then she is able to eat. So there's a difference there between after marriage and when they're only in erusin, in the state of engagement. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph.